Transformations, Neurolinguistic Programming and the Structure of Hypnosis. By John Grinder and Richard Bandler. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Transformations, Neurolinguistic Programming and the Structure of Hypnosis, written by John Grinder and Richard Bandler, is a book that explores the power of hypnosis as a tool for personal transformation. The authors explain how to use NLP, Neurolinguistic Programming, techniques to create powerful hypnotic states in order to achieve desired outcomes. They also discuss how these techniques can be used to help people overcome psychological issues such as phobias, depression, anxiety, and addiction. The book begins with an introduction to NLP and its history. It then goes on to describe the structure of hypnosis, the different stages involved in creating a trance state, and explains how this structure can be used effectively for therapeutic purposes. The authors provide detailed instructions on how to induce trance states through various methods such as visualization exercises, guided imagery scripts, direct suggestion techniques, and more. In addition to providing practical advice on using hypnosis for self-improvement or therapy purposes, Transformations also examines some of the ethical considerations associated with using hypnosis in clinical settings. It discusses potential risks associated with inducing trance states without proper training or supervision from qualified professionals. Finally, Transformations provides readers with numerous case studies illustrating successful applications of NLP/hypnotherapy techniques in real-life situations. These examples demonstrate just how effective these tools can be when applied correctly. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Neurolinguistic programming, NLP, is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior. Idea summary. NLP is a set of techniques used to understand and influence behavior, which can be used to help people achieve their goals. Main idea number 2. The structure of hypnosis is based on the structure of NLP. Idea summary. NLP and hypnosis share a common structure, which can be used to create powerful changes in behavior. Main idea number 3. The structure of NLP is based on the structure of language. Idea summary. NLP is based on the structure of language, which can be used to create powerful changes in behavior. Main idea number 4. The structure of language is based on the structure of thought. Idea summary. Language is based on the structure of thought, which can be used to create powerful changes in behavior. Main idea number 5. The structure of thought is based on the structure of experience. Idea summary. Thought is based on the structure of experience, which can be used to create powerful changes in behavior. Main idea number 6. The structure of experience is based on the structure of the unconscious mind. Idea summary. Experience is based on the structure of the unconscious mind, which can be used to create powerful changes in behavior. Main idea number 7. The structure of the unconscious mind is based on the structure of the conscious mind. Idea summary. The unconscious mind is based on the structure of the conscious mind, which can be used to create powerful changes in behavior. Main idea number 8. The structure of the conscious mind is based on the structure of the body. Idea summary. The conscious mind is based on the structure of the body, which can be used to create powerful changes in behavior. Main idea number 9. The structure of the body is based on the structure of the environment. Idea summary. The body is based on the structure of the environment, which can be used to create powerful changes in behavior. Main idea number 10. NLP can be used to create powerful changes in behavior. Idea summary. NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior, which can be used to help people achieve their goals. Main idea number 11. NLP can be used to create positive changes in behavior. Idea summary: NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior, which can be used to help people create positive changes in their behavior. Main idea number 12. NLP can be used to create lasting changes in behavior. Idea summary: NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior, which can be used to help people create lasting changes in their behavior. Main idea number 13. NLP can be used to create changes in behavior quickly. Idea summary: NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior, which can be used to help people create changes in their behavior quickly. Main idea number 14. NLP can be used to create changes in behavior without conscious effort. Idea summary: NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior, which can be used to help people create changes in their behavior without conscious effort. Main idea number 15. NLP can be used to create changes in behavior without the use of drugs. Idea summary: NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior, which can be used to help people create changes in their behavior without the use of drugs. Main idea number 16. NLP can be used to create changes in behavior without the use of hypnosis. Idea summary: NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior, which can be used to help people create changes in their behavior without the use of hypnosis. Main idea number 17. NLP can be used to create changes in behavior without the use of force. Idea summary: NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior, which can be used to help people create changes in their behavior without the use of force. Main idea number 18. NLP can be used to create changes in behavior without the use of coercion. Idea summary: NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior, which can be used to help people create changes in their behavior without the use of coercion. Main idea number 19. NLP can be used to create changes in behavior without the use of punishment. Idea summary: NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior, which can be used to help people create changes in their behavior without the use of punishment. Main idea number 20. NLP can be used to create changes in behavior without the use of fear. Idea summary: NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior, which can be used to help people create changes in their behavior without the use of fear. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior. It is based on the idea that our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are all connected to each other in complex ways. NLP uses techniques such as modeling, reframing, anchoring, and language patterns to help people understand their own behavior better and make changes if desired. By using these tools to identify patterns of thinking or behavior that may be holding someone back from achieving their goals, they can then take steps towards making positive changes. NLP has been used successfully in many areas, including business coaching, personal development, therapy, and counseling. It can also be used to improve communication skills by helping people become more aware of how they communicate with others. Additionally, it can help individuals develop greater self-awareness so they can recognize when certain thought processes or behaviors are not serving them well. The goal of NLP is ultimately to empower individuals by giving them the tools necessary for creating lasting change in their lives. Through its use of effective strategies such as reframing negative beliefs into positive ones or recognizing unhelpful habits before taking action on them, NLP provides an invaluable resource for anyone looking to create meaningful transformation within themselves. Main idea number 2. NLP and hypnosis are both powerful tools for creating change in behavior. They share a common structure, which can be used to create lasting changes in the way people think and act. The structure of NLP is based on the idea that language has an effect on how we perceive reality, while hypnosis works by accessing our unconscious mind and using suggestion to alter our behavior. Transformations, Neurolinguistic Programming and the Structure of Hypnosis by John Grinder and Richard Bandler explores this shared structure between NLP and hypnosis. It explains how these two techniques can be combined to create powerful changes in behavior. By understanding the underlying principles behind each technique, practitioners can use them together to help their clients achieve their goals. The book also provides practical advice on how to apply these techniques effectively. It covers topics such as setting up effective hypnotic sessions, developing rapport with clients, using metaphors effectively, and more. With its comprehensive approach to combining NLP with hypnosis, Transformations is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning about or applying either technique. Main idea number 3. NLP is a powerful tool for creating change in behavior. It is based on the structure of language, which can be used to create new patterns of thinking and behavior. NLP works by understanding how people think and communicate, and then using that knowledge to help them make changes in their lives. By recognizing patterns in language, NLP practitioners are able to identify areas where someone may need assistance or guidance. The structure of language provides the foundation for NLP techniques such as reframing, anchoring, modeling, and more. Reframing involves changing the way an individual perceives a situation or event so they can gain insight into it from a different perspective. Anchoring uses cues from one's environment to trigger certain behaviors or emotions when needed. Modeling involves observing successful individuals and replicating their strategies for success. By utilizing these techniques along with other methods such as hypnosis and visualization, NLP practitioners are able to help individuals achieve desired outcomes through positive reinforcement rather than negative reinforcement. Through this process of learning about oneself through language structures, individuals can become empowered to take control over their own lives. Main idea number 4. The structure of language is closely linked to the structure of thought. By understanding how language works, we can use it to create powerful changes in behavior. This concept was explored by John Grinder and Richard Bandler in their book Transformations, Neurolinguistic Programming and the Structure of Hypnosis. In this book, they explain that our thoughts are organized into patterns which form the basis for our communication with others. They also discuss how these patterns can be used to influence people's behavior. Grinder and Bandler suggest that by changing the way we communicate with others, we can alter their thinking processes and ultimately change their behaviors. For example, if someone has a negative attitude towards something, using positive language may help them shift their perspective on the issue at hand. Similarly, if someone is feeling overwhelmed or anxious about a situation, using calming words may help them relax and gain clarity. By recognizing how language shapes our thoughts and behaviors, we can use it as an effective tool for creating meaningful change in ourselves and those around us. Through careful consideration of word choice when communicating with others or even just talking to ourselves internally, we have the power to shape our own reality. Main idea number 5. The idea that thought is based on the structure of experience has been around for centuries, but it was not until John Grinder and Richard Bandler's book Transformations, Neurolinguistic Programming and the Structure of Hypnosis that this concept was explored in depth. In their book, they explain how our experiences shape our thoughts and behavior. They argue that by understanding the structure of experience, we can use it to create powerful changes in behavior. Grinder and Bandler suggest that when we understand how our experiences are structured, we can begin to identify patterns within them. By recognizing these patterns, we can then make conscious decisions about how to respond or react to certain situations. This allows us to take control over our own lives rather than being controlled by external forces. In addition, Grinder and Bandler also discuss how understanding the structure of experience helps us better understand ourselves as well as others. By learning more about ourselves through examining our experiences, we gain insight into why certain behaviors occur or why certain reactions happen in response to particular stimuli. Ultimately, Grinder and Bandler's work provides a framework for understanding how thought is based on the structure of experience. Through this knowledge, individuals have an opportunity to gain greater control over their lives while also gaining a deeper understanding of themselves and those around them. Main idea number 6. The structure of experience is based on the structure of the unconscious mind. This means that our behavior and reactions to events are determined by how we have structured our unconscious minds. By understanding this, we can use neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, to create powerful changes in behavior. NLP is a set of techniques used to identify and change patterns in thinking, feeling, and behavior. In their book Transformations, Neuro-Linguistic Programming and the Structure of Hypnosis, John Grinder and Richard Bandler explain how NLP works by using language as a tool for creating new experiences. They describe how language can be used to access the unconscious mind so that it can be restructured in order to create desired outcomes. Through this process, people can learn new ways of responding to situations which will lead them towards more positive results. By understanding the structure of experience based on the structure of the unconscious mind, we can use NLP techniques such as reframing or anchoring to make lasting changes in our lives. These tools allow us to reprogram ourselves so that we become more aware and responsive when faced with challenging situations. Main idea number 7. The structure of the unconscious mind is based on the same principles as those that govern conscious thought. This means that by understanding how our conscious minds work, we can use this knowledge to create powerful changes in behavior and beliefs at an unconscious level. By using neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, techniques, we can access and reprogram our unconscious minds to achieve desired outcomes. In their book Transformations, Neuro-Linguistic Programming and the Structure of Hypnosis, John Grinder and Richard Bandler explain how NLP works by breaking down complex patterns into smaller components which are then used to build new behaviors or beliefs. They also discuss how these techniques can be used to help people overcome phobias, addictions, depression, and other psychological issues. By understanding the structure of both conscious and unconscious thought processes, it is possible to make lasting changes in behavior without having to resort to traditional forms of therapy such as psychotherapy or medication. Through NLP techniques, it is possible for individuals to take control over their own mental health and well-being. Main idea number 8. The conscious mind is the part of our mental processes that we are aware of and can control. It is responsible for making decisions, forming opinions, and creating memories. The structure of the conscious mind is based on the physical structure of our body. Our bodies have a certain way they move, think, feel, and interact with others. This same structure influences how we use our minds. By understanding how the body works in relation to the conscious mind, it becomes possible to create powerful changes in behavior. Neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, uses techniques such as reframing and anchoring to help people make positive changes in their lives by altering their thought patterns and behaviors. Hypnosis also utilizes these principles by helping individuals access deeper levels of consciousness where they can reprogram themselves for success. Transformations, Neuro-Linguistic Programming and the Structure of Hypnosis by John Grinder and Richard Bandler explores how NLP and hypnosis work together to help people achieve desired outcomes through changing their thoughts about themselves or situations around them. By understanding how our bodies influence our minds, we can learn to use both consciously or unconsciously to create lasting change. Main idea number 9. The idea that the structure of the body is based on the structure of the environment has been around for centuries. It suggests that our physical and mental states are shaped by our surroundings and can be used to create powerful changes in behavior. This concept was explored in depth by John Grinder and Richard Bandler in their book Transformations, Neuro-Linguistic Programming and the Structure of Hypnosis. In this book, they explain how we can use environmental cues to influence our body's responses. For example, if a person is feeling anxious or stressed out, they may find it helpful to take a walk outside or sit near a window with natural light streaming through it. These simple changes can help them relax and reduce their stress levels. Grinder and Bandler also discuss how certain environments can trigger specific behaviors or emotions. They suggest that people who are trying to make positive changes in their lives should try to surround themselves with supportive people who will encourage them along their journey. Ultimately, understanding how our environment affects us is an important part of creating lasting change within ourselves. By recognizing which elements of our environment have an impact on us, and using those elements strategically, we can begin to shape ourselves into better versions of ourselves. Main idea number 10. NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior. It can be used to help people identify the patterns of thought, language, and behavior that are holding them back from achieving their goals. By recognizing these patterns, individuals can then make changes in their thinking and behavior that will lead to more positive outcomes. For example, NLP techniques such as reframing can be used to help people shift their perspective on a situation or problem. This allows them to see it from a different angle, which may open up new possibilities for action or solutions they hadn't considered before. Additionally, NLP techniques like anchoring can be used to create strong associations between desired behaviors and certain triggers so that when those triggers occur, the desired behaviors become automatic. Overall, NLP provides an effective way of creating powerful changes in behavior by helping individuals recognize the patterns of thought and behavior that are limiting them and providing tools for making lasting change. With this knowledge at hand, individuals have the power to take control of their lives and achieve greater success. Main idea number 11. NLP can be used to create positive changes in behavior by helping people identify and modify their thought patterns, beliefs, and behaviors. NLP techniques such as reframing, anchoring, and modeling can help individuals recognize the underlying causes of their current behavior and develop new strategies for achieving desired outcomes. By understanding how language affects our thoughts and feelings, we can use NLP to change our internal dialogue so that it is more supportive of our goals. For example, if someone has a habit of procrastinating on important tasks or projects, they may benefit from using NLP techniques to become aware of the negative self-talk that contributes to this behavior. Once identified, they could then use reframing or other tools to replace these unhelpful thoughts with more empowering ones, which will lead them towards taking action instead of avoiding it. In addition to changing individuals' thought processes, NLP can also be used in group settings where members are encouraged to share experiences related to certain topics or issues. This type of discussion allows participants an opportunity for deeper exploration into why certain behaviors exist within the group dynamic while providing a safe space for open communication about potential solutions. Main idea number 12. NLP can be used to create lasting changes in behavior by helping people identify and modify the underlying patterns of thought, feeling, and action that drive their behavior. Through NLP techniques such as reframing, anchoring, and modeling successful behaviors, individuals can learn how to recognize unhelpful patterns of thinking or behaving and replace them with more effective ones. This process helps people become aware of their own internal states so they can make conscious choices about how they want to act in any given situation. By understanding the structure of language and communication at a deeper level, NLP practitioners are able to help clients gain insight into their own beliefs and values, which may be influencing their behavior. By exploring these beliefs through questioning techniques such as metamodel questions or Milton model language patterns, clients can begin to understand why certain behaviors have been difficult for them to change in the past. With this knowledge comes greater self-awareness, which is essential for making lasting changes. In addition to providing insight into one's own thoughts and feelings, NLP also provides tools for creating new habits that will support desired behavioral changes. Techniques like chunking up slash down, breaking down complex tasks into smaller steps, or using visualizations, creating mental images associated with desired outcomes, allow individuals to practice new behaviors until they become automatic responses. Overall, NLP offers an effective way for individuals who wish to create lasting changes in their behavior by helping them gain insight into themselves while providing practical tools for developing new habits that will support those changes. Main idea number 13. NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior. It can be used to help people create changes in their behavior quickly, by helping them identify the patterns of thought and behavior that are holding them back, and then replacing those patterns with more productive ones. NLP techniques such as reframing, anchoring, modeling, and submodalities can all be used to help people make rapid changes in their thinking or behavior. For example, if someone wants to stop procrastinating on tasks they find difficult or unpleasant, NLP can help them identify the underlying beliefs that are causing this pattern of avoidance. Once these beliefs have been identified, they can then use reframing techniques to change how they think about the task at hand so it becomes easier for them to take action. Similarly, anchoring techniques can be used to associate positive emotions with taking action on difficult tasks so that it becomes easier for them to do what needs doing. By using NLP tools like these, people can quickly create lasting changes in their behaviors, which will enable them achieve greater success both personally and professionally. With practice, anyone can learn how to use NLP effectively and start making positive changes in their lives right away. Main idea number 14. NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior. It can be used to help people create changes in their behavior without conscious effort by using techniques such as reframing, anchoring, and modeling. Reframing involves changing the way we think about an experience or situation so that it has a different meaning or impact on us. Anchoring involves associating certain words or phrases with specific emotions or states of mind so that they can be triggered at will. Modeling involves observing successful behaviors and then replicating them in order to achieve similar results. These techniques are based on the idea that our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are all interconnected. If we change one aspect of ourselves, our thoughts, this will have an effect on our feelings and behaviors as well. By using NLP to make small changes in how we think about things, these changes can ripple outwards into other areas of our lives without us having to consciously focus on making those changes. For example, if someone wants to become more confident but finds it difficult to do so through traditional methods like affirmations or positive thinking exercises alone, they could use NLP techniques such as reframing negative self-talk into positive statements instead. This would allow them to start feeling more confident without having to consciously focus on doing so. Main idea number 15. NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior. It can be used to help people create changes in their behavior without the use of drugs. NLP works by helping individuals identify patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving that are not serving them well, and then replacing those patterns with more effective ones. This process involves identifying the underlying beliefs that drive an individual's current behaviors, challenging those beliefs if necessary, and then creating new strategies for achieving desired outcomes. For example, someone who has difficulty managing stress may have developed certain coping mechanisms such as overeating or drinking alcohol to cope with difficult emotions. Through NLP techniques such as reframing or anchoring positive states of mind, they can learn how to manage their stress in healthier ways without relying on drugs or other substances. Similarly, someone struggling with anxiety might benefit from using visualization techniques to imagine themselves in a calm state when faced with stressful situations. In addition to helping individuals make behavioral changes without resorting to drugs or other substances, NLP also helps people become aware of their own thought processes so they can better understand why they behave the way they do. By becoming conscious of these patterns and learning how to modify them through various NLP techniques like reframing or anchoring positive states of mind, individuals can gain greater control over their thoughts and feelings, which will ultimately lead them towards making lasting behavioral changes. Main idea number 16. NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior. It can be used to help people create changes in their behavior without the use of hypnosis. NLP works by helping individuals identify patterns in their thinking, feeling, and behavior that are causing them difficulty or distress. By recognizing these patterns, they can then begin to make conscious choices about how they want to think, feel, and behave differently. NLP techniques such as reframing allow individuals to look at situations from different perspectives so that they can gain insight into why certain behaviors may not be working for them anymore. Through this process of self-reflection and exploration, individuals can learn new ways of responding more effectively to challenging situations. In addition, NLP provides tools for creating positive mental states which enable people to take action towards achieving desired outcomes. This includes visualization exercises which help people focus on what they want rather than what they don't want, anchoring techniques which allow them to access positive emotions quickly, and affirmations which reinforce desired beliefs. By using these tools together with other forms of therapy such as cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, it is possible for individuals to create lasting changes in their behavior without the need for hypnosis or any other form of trance induction. Main idea number 17. NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior. It can be used to help people create changes in their behavior without the use of force. NLP works by helping individuals identify patterns in their thinking, feeling, and behavior that are not serving them well. By recognizing these patterns, they can then make conscious choices about how to change them. This process helps people become aware of what motivates them and how they respond to different situations. For example, if someone has difficulty managing stress or anxiety, NLP techniques such as reframing can be used to help them recognize the underlying causes of their distress and develop new ways of responding more effectively. Similarly, if someone wants to break an unhealthy habit like smoking or overeating, NLP techniques such as anchoring can be used to help them replace those behaviors with healthier ones. In addition to helping individuals make positive changes in their own lives, NLP also has applications in organizational settings where it can be used for team building and conflict resolution. By teaching employees effective communication skills and providing tools for resolving conflicts constructively rather than through coercion or intimidation, organizations can foster a culture of collaboration instead of competition. Main idea number 18. NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior. It can be used to help people create changes in their behavior without the use of coercion. NLP works by helping individuals identify patterns in their thinking, feeling, and behavior that are not serving them well. By recognizing these patterns, they can then begin to make conscious choices about how they want to think, feel, and behave differently. This process helps them become more aware of themselves and their environment so that they can make better decisions about how to act. NLP also provides techniques for reframing negative thoughts or beliefs into positive ones, which can lead to improved self-esteem and confidence. Additionally, it teaches communication skills such as active listening, which allow individuals to express themselves more effectively while also being able to understand others better. Finally, NLP encourages people to take responsibility for their own actions rather than relying on external sources of control. By using NLP instead of coercion when trying to change behaviors or attitudes, individuals are empowered with the knowledge that they have the ability within themselves to make lasting changes in their lives. They learn how best to utilize this power through increased awareness of both internal processes as well as external influences. Main idea number 19. NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior. It can be used to help people create changes in their behavior without the use of punishment. NLP works by helping individuals identify patterns in their thinking, feeling, and behavior that are not serving them well. By recognizing these patterns, they can then begin to make conscious choices about how they want to think, feel, and behave differently. This process helps them become aware of what motivates them and gives them the power to choose new behaviors that will lead to more positive outcomes. NLP also provides techniques for reframing negative thoughts or beliefs into more empowering ones. Reframing involves changing one's perspective on an issue so that it becomes easier to take action towards desired goals or outcomes. For example, if someone has a fear of public speaking, they may reframe this fear as excitement instead, allowing themselves to move forward with confidence rather than being held back by anxiety. Finally, NLP offers strategies for creating lasting change through visualization exercises such as guided imagery or affirmations, which help individuals focus on achieving their desired outcome while reinforcing positive self-talk. Main idea number 20. NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior. It can be used to help people create changes in their behavior without the use of fear. NLP works by helping individuals identify patterns in their thinking, feeling, and behavior that are not serving them well. By recognizing these patterns, they can then begin to make conscious choices about how they want to think, feel, and behave differently. For example, if someone has an irrational fear of public speaking or flying on airplanes, NLP techniques such as reframing can be used to help them recognize the underlying beliefs that are causing this fear. Once those beliefs have been identified and challenged through reframing exercises or other methods of cognitive restructuring, it becomes easier for the individual to take action towards overcoming their fears without relying on fear-based tactics. In addition to helping individuals overcome specific fears or phobias, NLP can also be used more generally as a way of creating positive behavioral change. Through techniques such as anchoring, associating certain behaviors with particular stimuli, and modeling, learning from successful role models, individuals can learn new ways of thinking and behaving that will lead them towards achieving their goals. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.